Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Information presented is from internet or other news sources. Always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network. And boy, do we have some information for you. Hopefully, we'll help you to save some money, find out what's going on with gasoline prices and all kinds of good stuff. Wow, the weather lately is something else. I don't know where you live, but where we live here in Ohio, we have had some nasty storms, whether or not it's been snow or later on it has been nothing but blowing wind, limbs, trees, all kinds of stuff. And well, it's spring, so we have to put up with that. And right now Western Ohio is under a weather advisory. And supposedly we're supposed to get some hail and some heavy rain and possible tornadoes between now and Monday morning. So you have to be prepared for that. Well, anyhow, guys, welcome to the Money and Change Show. And, you know, we've got a lot of stuff to do, but we've got a lot of things to talk about, too. But before we do, did you get your GMRS radio yet? I know I've been talking about this stuff for quite a while, but these GMRS radios, they're really good. This is an Ocean 935G Plus, and I can talk to other GMRS users from here, 35 miles away, and there I can get a repeater and talk to people up to 90 miles away. It's great to use in an emergency. Also, if you have one of these, you get a license for $35, which is for 10 years, and anybody in your immediate family can use it. It's a great way to keep in touch, especially during bad storms, okay? Like I said, this is an Ocean 935G Plus with a Nagoya 771 antenna, and it's a good radio. You won't find it at Walmart. You won't find it at Costco. You'll have to look around for those radios. They're very good. They're not cheap, but they're good. Well, with that, hey, you know, we have to talk about a few things here. And one of the things is the Trim Radio Network. And we have to talk about that. We have to, because that's who carries us. And so we'll do that right now. Here's a different look at the Trim Radio Network. It's the creator's studio, more than just a service. It's a partnership. And if you want to do your own show on the Trim Radio Network, contact us. It's very easy to do. And I'll tell you what, it's a fun group of people, and we're adding more shows as time goes on. All you have to do is just go ahead and ask to join us. Go over here to contact us. If you click on that, this page will pop up. It gives our location at Irmo, South Carolina, and we're just outside of Columbia, South Carolina. And we go all over the world. You can support us or you can call us at 1-803-303-8667. That's 1-803-303-8667. You can drop us a line at info@trimradio.com. And our office hours are Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're closed on Sunday. So, you know, give us an email, send us an email, info@trimradio.com, or call us at 1-800-303-8667. It's very easy to do. Wow, who's all behind this thing? I'll tell you what, we have a brain trust here. We have Michael Bejas, who's the founder and the CEO of the company. And we have Rascala Stefan. He's the chief operating officer and computer guru. I mean, he is fantastic. And he's responsible for the day-to-day operational management of the network and ensuring efficiency and quality. And then there's me. I guess, well, they say I'm the chief relationship officer. I still haven't figured that one out yet, but I'm supposed to be responsible for building and maintaining the foundational trust and goodwill necessary for long-term success. Well, we're in it for the long haul. And I'll tell you what, check us out. It's a good group of people. And we have Victoria Smith, the Chief Marketing Officer, responsible for all the marketing activities, brand development, audience growth, and creator acquisition strategies. She's fantastic. So if your company, your sorority, fraternity, college, university, high school, middle school, grade school, whatever, if you need marketing advice, contact Victoria Smith and also watch her shows on Thursdays. Okay. Well, this is the Brain Trust, the Fab Four, as I like to call them. Wow, our shows. Oh, yeah, we have Money and Change every Sunday at 7 p.m. And I do live shows except when I'm playing concerts. And then you get to see a thing called the Encore Edition, as Rush Limbaugh used to say. It's really reruns. And I will have those posted for you. But generally, I'm on live every Sunday, except for, I believe, six occasions now, six concerts this year. So just to keep you advised. Okay, we also have Michael Bejas's Life Walk with Christ God. That's every Wednesday at 7 p.m. And we have My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever, Wednesday, 8 p.m. And we have been talking lately about data centers and some of the problems with it, but we also do some comedy, and we have some fun things on that show. And so you check us out on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. after you watch Michael Bejas at Life Walk with Christ God. Okay, he's at 7, I'm at 8. Then we have Victoria Smith with the Natural Marketer podcast, and she's Thursdays. So you want to check her out. We've got Offsides College Football with Michael Bejas, and you want to check out his show, because it's Michael Bejas and company. It's just not Michael Bejas. Also, we have the Positude podcast, and that's going to be every Friday at 8 p.m. We have Adventure Waits Around the Bend. That's on Saturday at 1 p.m. We have Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck at 1:30. Then that night, we have the Red Pill Reality Show from 9 o'clock until midnight. And Rascala does 3 hours. And I'll tell you what, it's an interesting show. He brings on different guests. He does monologue. And I've been on the show a couple of times. And it's a fun show to do. You notice we have three blanks. Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. We have Revelation with Peter Kling. He's on Thursdays. So you want to check our schedule for his show on Thursdays. And those are live. And then we have somebody by the name of Dora Sherry, and she has Let's Talk About It, and she has guests on every week. And she's just started with us. Peter Kling's been around for, probably 10, 15 years. And I've worked with Peter before, and I'll tell you what, he's very knowledgeable. And Dora, of course, she's our newbie, as I like to call her, with the group. And I'll tell you what, she has a good show. Very good guests. So you want to check her out on, I believe it's Tuesdays, and I believe it's 8 o'clock. Oh, we still have one more blank space. So if you want to do your own show, all you have to do is contact us. And go up and hit that contact button and go ahead and tell us what type of show you want to do, when you'd like to schedule it, what equipment do you need, any training, and we'll get back with you just as soon as we possibly can. like the next day. Okay. It's very easy to do. It's very easy to do. We used to have a red button on the right-hand side of the screen. And for some reason, the red button is no longer there. So you have to use the contact us section up above. And how can you support us? Well, this is a big thing because airtime is not cheap. And so we've been putting the money in for airtime and we have to pay for that part. But you can support us very easily by buying where it says collectibles, click on shop. And here you go. We've got t-shirts, we've got hats, we've got mugs. We've got the Money and Change t-shirts. We've got the Money and Change mugs, travel mugs with lids. And we've also got our ceramic mugs. We've got the Offsides College Football Top 25 Premium Pique Polo Shirt. That's a mouthful. We've also got Offsides College Football Top 25 Unisex Garment Dyed Heavyweight T-Shirt. Keep you warm in the fall. And let's see here. What else we have? Oh, we've got kids T-shirts. We've got more mugs. And we've got Mescala's Red Pill Reality Show short sleeve T-shirts. We've got the round mouse pads. My joke with the round mouse pads is, well, you can't corner the mouse on a round mouse pad, can you? So anyhow, we have those. The Trim Creators Dad's Hat. We've got those. We've got beanies. We've got ornaments. Beanies are nice ones, especially in the winter months. And we also have the Trim Creators Studio Rubber Case for AirPods. So if you're always losing your AirPods, buy a rubber case from us. You put your AirPods in the case and you know right where they're at. Okay? Very easy to do. And the money that we get from selling our little goodies goes to pay for airtime. Now, if you want to donate, go ahead and use the contact us section. Click on that and tell us you want to donate to the show and how much you want to donate for, or if you want to advertise. Our advertising rates are very, very, very reasonable. And the money that we get goes to pay for airtime because none of us get paid to do our shows. We just love to inform people. We cut the bull and we serve the truth. That's the motto of the station. Except on Wednesday nights when I do My World. If we do comedy, well, that's a little bit of bull, if you know what I mean. So just a heads up on that, okay? Now, we go all over the world, and I'll tell you what, with Money and Change, I've got people in Myanmar, which used to be called Burma. I've got people in India that listen to me. I've got people in South Africa. I've got people in Kenya that listen to me. I've got people in North America that listen to me. The only place I haven't heard of people listening to the show is in Iceland, and they speak excellent English. They really do. Sometimes better than what we speak here in the States. So we're everywhere. All right. Money and Change, our Facebook page. Now, when you go to the Facebook page for Money and Change Slice Financially Prepped, you're going to see this money and coins and gold bars. Those get very heavy. And this is our page. And you'll see an ad that will come up like the one that I'm showing right now. And underneath it in the comment section, you're going to see the topics that we're going to cover tonight. And if for any reason we don't get to those comments, because we've got a lot of other stuff going on, you can go there after the show. Also, I will post a link to tonight's show so you can watch it anytime you want, just by either going to YouTube or going to Rumble, or going to our Facebook page because it'll be posted there, okay? That's all you have to do. What do we put on our page? Well, we've got Prepper Princess, which is Amber Stork, 35 things I never buy, but everyone else does. We also put some things here about weather safety. Here's the show from last week. And this happens to be Prepper Nurse, and she is really good. You want to check her out on YouTube. And when she says to do this now, trust me, do it. She's good. And we have Dave Kobler. I've known Dave for, almost 16 years. He's a really good person. He's down in South Carolina, but he can spit over the mountain and he can be in North Carolina. That's how close he is to North Carolina. And I'll tell you what, he's a good guy and he knows a lot about prepping. He knows a lot about financial stuff and stuff that's going on in the world. He's excellent. So you get a chance to watch his show. But I put different things there. Hey, that almost looks like me. Well, anyhow, that's our artificial intelligence spreadsheet there for the show. But check us out. It's updated several times during the week. If anything's going to be important and interesting, I will post that link to that information on our page. Now, how do you get to the page? It's easy. Ask us. You know, just use the contact thing and say, hey, I want to join Money and Change / Financially Prepped. It's a public group. All you have to do is ask. And we'll go ahead and invite you. And what happens is I'll get people that they want to go ahead and join. And then I just go ahead, hit an approval button, and they're in. That's as easy as it is. Okay? So check us out at Money and Change / Financially Prepped. And if we can help you any way to save money, to know what's currently going on in the world of finance, hey, we'll do that. Okay? Just check the page out. And watch the show, okay? Wow, what else is going on? Oh, current weather. I had to put this up here because we got the warning here in Ohio that, yeah, we could have some rough times. And I thought, well, what about the rest of the United States? Well, they have this all divided up into counties. And you can see in the, you call that magenta over here with the Nevada and Arizona and parts of California. Bad weather there. There's always bad weather in Texas, Oklahoma, and Missouri and so forth. I mean, you just check around here. And then you've got the bad weather from Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and then into Pennsylvania. And later on, the cold stuff happens again, that cold weather called snow, and that bad weather goes up into Maine, okay? And it shows things off the coast. Now, one thing I was going to talk about before we get into the show is weather safety. Do you know what's going on in your neighborhood with weather safety? Okay, this, of course, is from Ohio, and you can go to redcross.org and check them out, or you could use this page that I've got, and this is an official State of Ohio page, and it'll tell you about awareness campaigns, winter weather, tornado safety. If we click on that, oh no, taking shelter. Whoa, it's a dome. That's a new one. I didn't know about tornado domes. So anyhow, they call it duck. Go down to the lowest level, get under something, cover your head, and keep in the shelter until the storm is past. And from past experience, I've been through 3 tornadoes and 1 hurricane. And I want to tell you something. Tornadoes, the first thing that I do in my house, and I do it for myself, is I will crack the windows open just a little bit. All the windows, if I know there's one coming. Why do I do that? Because it equalizes the pressure in the house when the tornado comes by. And maybe it will help with keeping your roof on or keeping your house intact, because there's a lot of pressure differences there. And so you want to open the windows a little bit and head to cover. And what I've done right now, I know that we're under that warning. It's about 80 degrees outside. So I've cracked all the windows that I've got. And I've opened them up maybe about a half an inch to an inch. And that will help level out the pressure. Okay. but you want to duck and cover and get covered up really good. I mean, some people jump into the bathtub and throw a mattress on top of them. I don't know about you, but grabbing a mattress and going in and throwing it on top of you while you're in the bathtub can be a little bit weird trying to get that mattress where it needs to go. But the big thing is duck and cover, okay? Do you have a first aid kit? Do you prepare with canned foods? Do you have extra batteries? Do you have rechargeable batteries? Do you have generators? Gee, do you have solar panels? Well, that can come in handy during one of these events because your power may be out. And in the case around here with the last storm that we had, some areas had trees down, power out, and was out for 4 hours. Think about it. If you keep your refrigerators and freezers shut, you won't have any problems. You can keep them shut for probably 24 hours and things will not spoil. And do you have water? That's 3 gallons per person per day for drinking and washing. Okay? 3 gallons per person per day. That's the new minimum. Do you have a good first aid kit? Do you have all your medications? Do you have flashlights with batteries? Do you have your GMRS radios? Is your cell phone charged up? And maybe during a bad weather event, your cell phone's not going to work. That's where the GMRS radios come in. And you don't have to take a test with it. That's the good part. And I test mine out every couple of days. I'll turn it on and I'll try to get to the Dayton repeater, and I don't have any problem doing it. And I talk to people in the Dayton area. Or if I want to talk to people in Sydney, Ohio, I can do that. If I need to talk to people to the western part of the state, I go over to Connersville, Indiana. So it's interesting. And you meet a lot of new people. It's a good hobby. And $35 for 10 years, hey, and all your immediate family can use it. So you can talk to, you know, your brother, your sister, your mother, your father. Even, well, you probably get your cousins in there too. It's a good radio to have, okay? Price-wise, you're talking probably $100 up. So you want to check into that. But be safe. Okay, that's the big thing, is be safe. And if you go to this site, let's see if I get the, I've got it listed for the thing in the matter of brain, a brain, in quote, brain fart, about the tornado safety. I've got it in our comment section too. But also, they also have media. And hopefully that's movies and different things that you can check into. Okay. Anyhow, word of the wise, be prepared. Oh yeah, do you have extra gasoline? Speaking of gasoline, have you seen the prices lately? You know, what used to be like $2.35 a gallon is now up to $3.74 is what I've seen at different stations. And then there are other stations on the other side of town that are a lot cheaper. I can't figure that out. Well, anyhow, gas prices, from what I have heard, are going to go up. And we have a little video about that. So listen up. If I turn the volume on.
I think $4 a gallon is a realistic possibility by next week, by late next week. We'll have to see if there's any de-escalations between now and then. I don't think it'll be permanent. To the president's point, this is temporary, but any increase in the price of oil to this degree is usually temporary. These geopolitical tensions will eventually cool. Oil prices may recede just depending on the degree of de-escalations and what that all looks like. So I hope it's not going to be here for a longer period of time, but it certainly could be. I think the SPR release from the IEA, which is coordinating with the U.S., 400 million barrels, you know, it sounds significant, but at the end of the day, think of it as a water main. The Strait of Hormuz and the amount of oil flowing through a water main, and the U.S. and the IEA is trying to replace that with a straw. I mean, that's really what we're looking at. The rate of release is rather low. You know, even under the best estimates, we're talking about a release of 2 to 3 million barrels a day, which still pales in comparison to the 20 million barrels a day affected by the Strait of Hormuz. Now, the Saudis are moving some of that via their east-west pipeline to the Red Sea. There are some loadings that are happening there, but a lot of this disruption, you know, until there's some sort of improvement in the Strait of Hormuz, we're going to continue to see oil, gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel prices all reacting to this new reality.
Yes. Well, I'm going to have to cancel that one. Also, if you go to Murphy's, when you're out at Walmart, there's always a Murphy's gas station. You want to check their prices too. And they can give you 10 cents off per gallon if you buy enough gasoline. Anyhow, Walmart customers. Oh, yeah. I saw this one today. And I thought I would pass that one on. Walmart customers angered over new pricing change. Have you noticed that going to Walmart? How many of you go to Wally World, better known as Walmart? Well, guess what? A lot of us do. Not for everything, but quite a bit. Well, anyhow, they were writing, it's simple. Whenever you have the time, you hit different supermarkets to make sure you're getting every item at the lowest possible price. Everybody does it. Everybody wants the lowest possible price. And tracking discounts has been part of people's normal routine. You know, the couponing. And you can save some money on couponings, but sometimes you don't get what you really want with those coupons. And, you know, when you're rushed and you have to do all your shopping at just one store, you still look for the best value. And recently, industry statistics and trends, according to this report, reveal that we're not alone with that. In fact, 47% of global customers, including 35% belong to the high-income households, are now classified as value seekers, or people who regularly sacrifice convenience for better deals. And that's according to Deloitte, which is 2026 Consumer Products Industry Global Outlook. And they said, with the index of food at home rising 2.4% over the 12 months ending in February, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, consumers are changing strategies to afford basic necessities. They're looking at private labels. Consumers are increasingly shifting towards private labels. Now, what are private labels? Maybe it's great value labels if you're going to Walmart, or it could be Kroger labels or private stock labels at Kroger's. There are a lot of different things, but there'll be private labels. And you know what? Basically, it's the same stuff with just their label on it. Intentionality. 45% of consumers now make strict shopping lists before entering a store, and 37% compare prices between brands before deciding. Maybe I should do that myself, but I don't. What I do is I memorize my list before I go. And then I will go ahead and purchase things at the best price I can get that are on that list. And then when I get home, I check against that list to see how good my memory was. And you know, a lot of times I just buy what was on that list. And maybe I might get something extra, but I try to keep it to a very small amount. It's a memory test for me. Bulk buying. There has been a 4% increase in shoppers choosing larger value sizes to lower the cost per ounce. And I'll tell you what, that's a good thing. But if you can't go to Sam's Club or Costco and then have places to store things after you bring them home, I mean, what can you do with 20 pounds of cheese? What can you do with laundry detergent? You know, you get gigantic boxes of laundry detergent or jugs. Do you have room to store things? Can you buy in bulk? And will it last long enough that it doesn't spoil? And I always tell people, hey, pay down your debt, put some money aside, create that emergency fund so that if you have a problem and you have to maybe replace a tire on your car, fix your car, dental bills or whatever, you've got that money put aside. And it's easy to do. Take $10, $20, $30, $40, $50 a week. Put it in another account that you're not going to touch. You're just going to put it into the bank in a savings account and do it that way. So anyhow, pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food, whether it's canned goods or whether it's going to be freeze-dried or it's boxed goods. Or you can go to the LDS church and they do sell canned goods, and I've got several of them, and I love the canned dried apples. Those are great, and they have other things too, but that's through the Church of Latter-day Saints, and they're really big on preparedness too. So anyhow, you've bought your foods. Be able to take care of your water needs, 3 gallons per person per day. I don't care if you get it in a plastic jug from Costco or wherever, or Kroger's, but 3 gallons per person per day. Be able to, well, let's say purify water. So what happens if you have a rain barrel outside and you're totally out of water? How are you going to use the water in the rain barrel? You're going to have to purify it. You're going to need chlorine, and you're going to have to know how to do that, or you're going to have water purification tablets. Okay. Do you have blue tarps for your roof or windows or doors? Those blue tarps come in handy because you can get them at Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, a lot of places. They're not that expensive. And personally, I've got 4 of those. And I keep them locked up in the shed. And if I need them, I bring them out and use them. You can use them for a shelter if you need to. Very easy to do. Those are good things to have. Do you have extra gasoline properly stored? How about kerosene properly stored? Okay, do you have coal oil lamps? Do you have batteries? Especially the popular batteries that you need? Yeah. A lot of things you have to prepare for. Toilet paper is a big one. Also, besides toilet paper, you have to have paper towels. You have to have cleaning supplies. So you have to prepare in advance. Okay. So that's with Walmart, with buying. I mean, you don't have to go all out and buy a whole bunch of things at once. Take your time and build it up over time. Okay. Especially if we end up having a little strife and we can't get things like we normally get from overseas. Okay, comes in handy. Okay. Murphy, well, if the dollar, so I'm moving around here, starts sinking, it's going to be fast. And this is Bob Murphy of the Mises Institute. You've heard me talk about the Mises Institute before. And they talk about a lot of different things. And he says, if the dollar starts sinking, it's going to be fast. Well, it can be fast. And we could end up going to digital money. You never know. And I think the president was saying something about not doing a CBDC, central bank digital coin. Everybody wanted to do that. Remember back when COVID? That fiasco was in, and they said, well, just use your credit card and just pay it off with one check. just use your credit card or use a debit card. I don't like using a debit card personally, because if somebody gets that card, they can get in and clean you out very quickly. The security on those are not that good. Okay. Same thing with the credit card. But if the credit card is stolen, you're only going to be, I believe, responsible for $50. Or they may waive that fee altogether. Case in point, somebody called me up one time from one of my credit card companies, and they said, did you charge $10,000 of stereo equipment to your card? I said, no. Well, somebody did in Seattle, Washington. I said, oh, okay. Do you have the address? And they said, well, yeah. Do you know where it was delivered? Yeah. Go ahead and contact the police out there, because you'll probably find your perpetrator there. Well, I was never charged for that amount. Something to think about there. Also, keep your cards very close to you. Don't leave them laying around. All right? Keep them locked up if you have to. Well, what's going on, U.S. debt clock? I got to talk about the debt clock, because we keep spending money. The politicians, man, they must have a printing press running 24/7. Because right now we're at $39,022,851,000,000and climbing. Well, now it's going to be $852 million and climbing. There it is. The debt per citizen is $113,648. That's per citizen. Per taxpayer, it's $357,068. Do you have that kind of money? I don't. I could probably round some of it up, but I mean, that's a lot of money. And politicians don't know when to stop spending. And some people say, well, they spend like drunken sailors. Well, drunken sailors know when to stop because they run out of money. Okay? So, go to the usdebtclock.org, and you can find out money about your state, all kinds of stuff in here. It's a really good tool to use. Okay. Well, what else is going on? Oh, the next one. Oh, you like hot dogs? Who doesn't like hot dogs? A lot of restaurants are starting to go out of business. Why? Because the cost of the raw goods are going higher. And it gets to a point where the hot dog gets so expensive, people can't afford it. And people aren't going out and eating as much. Well, article showed up Friday. It was a legendary Midwest fast food icon spirals into bankruptcy. Another fast food institution is fighting for its life as Byron's Kitchen files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Oh, yeah, the big hot dog, the big Chicago dog, the number one Chicago dog. It's a local staple. It's been there since 1975, and it's now marking over 50 years of slinging dogs. Officially sought the bankruptcy on March 16th. So the chain even recently poured money into upgrades like new indoor heated seating. That would heat more than hot dogs. But anyhow, we've got Byron's. And the cost is getting high. The raw food cost is getting high. And people aren't going to pay higher prices for hot dogs and hamburgers and so forth. Have you noticed it? If you go into any of the other fast food places, people aren't buying as much. You don't see long lines of people. You know, you go into places like Wendy's, and they're not as busy. They might be through drive-through maybe for lunch. But other than that, they're really not. And I was looking at AI, artificial intelligence, to see what Wendy's was doing. And I knew that they were going to close up to 300 locations. Well, now it's saying it's closing 5% to 6% of its U.S. restaurants, roughly 300 to 360 locations during the first half of 2026. And these closures target underperforming and outdated lower margin sites. And I'll tell you what, it's the food business is a fickle business. Well, the key details on Wendy's closure, and it could be common to any fast food operation. The company closed 28 restaurants in the fourth quarter in 2025, and they're underperforming restaurants. They don't have the volume that they had. The reason the move is designed to improve the franchise profitability and eliminate locations generally low revenue. Okay, making less than $1.1 million or less annually. And having run up to 60 restaurants and food service facilities in colleges, universities, federal and state locations, and military bases, food cost is a big thing you have to worry about. It really is. And you have to look at the profitability of each operation. Strategic shift. The company is moving away from limited time price promotions towards an everyday value meal, including biggie deals. And having gone to Wendy's every Wednesday, did I say that right? Going to Wendy's every Wednesday, I like their chili, but I don't like the biggie deals. They give you so much to eat and you some things you don't want. You can't change it. Oh, so much for the biggie deals. Locations affected, while a full list is not public, closures have been reported in areas including Indiana, California, and Pennsylvania. So you want to keep an eye on Wendy's. I have a soft heart for Wendy's because at one time I met Dave Thomas, who was the founder, several times. And Dave was a good guy. He was also a Mason. So anyhow, Dave's no longer with us, but he ran very good restaurants at that time. Wow, what else is up? Oh, taxes. New tax break for car loan interest explained. So listen to this.
Welcome back to The Big Idea, presented by Block Advisors, built by H&R Block. With tax season in full swing, I want to take a minute to talk about something that could save you money: deducting car loan interest. Who knew? A lot of small business owners use a vehicle for both work and personal life. In the past, you could only deduct the part of your car loan interest that related to business use. The personal portion, no, not deductible. But the One Big Beautiful Bill Act changes that. Now there's a personal deduction for car loan interest as well. Here's what it looks like. You can deduct up to $10,000 in interest each year. That applies to loans taken out between 2025 and 2028 for a new car manufactured in the US, and it even covers refinance qualified loans. The deduction is claimed on Schedule 1A. So, for small business owners, the personal use portion of your car interest goes on Schedule 1A, and the business portion still goes on Schedule C or whatever business return you file. For example, say you run a Schedule C business and bought a new car in 2025. You use it 40% for business, 60% for personal life. If you paid $1,000 in interest that year, $400 goes on your Schedule C, and the remaining $600, now it's deductible on Schedule 1A, something that wasn't possible before 2025. We all need to find more money. There are rules about which vehicles qualify, including that the car must be assembled in the US. So before making a purchase, it's a good idea to check with a tax professional to make sure you're getting the maximum deduction.
Yeah. Wow, what did I do? I hit a button and I just canceled things. Oh no, what is going on here? Oh! Well, would you believe I had things that I wanted to talk about? Hey, now it's back up. It's amazing. All you have to do is hit a button on a computer. Tax season will bring record refunds. You want to check that one out. Mark Caden with Real Clear Marketing has this one, and it's a good article. you will get record refunds. You know, they were talking about everybody's going to get $2,000 back. I haven't seen it. Maybe it's going to be in the taxes. Have you paid your taxes yet? Well, I'll tell you what, I've already turned everything in. And I always have one person that is always late. It's always one person at a bank and they're always late. And I have to wait until I get this thing and I compile everything and put it together. And I mean, I put everything together and I take it to the accountant and I say, hey, here you go. Sorry, I'm late. And they say, well, do you use this bank? I said, yeah. And they said, that's why you're late. So I have to put up with that. I'm retired, but I'm pretty busy. I got a lot of stuff going on. So I use an accountant. And it's a good thing that I do because I don't want to get penalties and interest. And I've known people that say, well, I can sneak this through or that through, and they end up getting penalties and interest. I've never had that happen. I don't want it to happen. Money's a good thing to have, you know, especially when they start taking it away from you. You need every bit of money that you can get your hands on to pay your bills, to buy gasoline, to buy food. Okay. So anyhow, you know, they were saying, according to early estimates, average tax filer will receive more than $3,700, basically a $1,000 increase from previous years. Military families are expected to receive an additional $1,776. $1,776. And when large refund hits the checking account, however, the easiest decision is often the fastest one. Okay, immediately needs and flashy purchases, you know, compete for your attention, while building savings requires an attempt to detail. It's a detail that can be difficult at the moment. You know, people want to spend the money. Set up your savings account. Make sure that you save as much as you can. Okay. And spend your money wisely. Okay. The last thing I've got is how to save $10,000 in a year. Want to save $10,000 in a year? It's easy. According to Yahoo Finance, how to save $10,000 a year with the $27.39 rule. And this can help you build up a solid financial safety net. Remember, we talked about that earlier. Well, according to Yahoo Finance, Marist poll survey, only 22% of survey respondents reporting being very or completely satisfied with their savings progress over the last year, while 35% were very or completely dissatisfied. And that's where that emergency savings account comes in. Now, how can you save? Or how can you make saving money a little easier? Well, try following the, it's a little offbeat strategy, $27.39 rule. Successfully completing this challenge results in savings of $10,000 after 1 year. Well, what's the $27.39 rule? Well, here it is. Saving up to $10,000 in 1 year is no easy feat, and that large number can feel intimidating. The $27.39 rule is a viral savings trend that helps you build up your savings gradually and consistently without feeling overwhelmed. Now, the concept is simple. Transfer $27.39 to your savings account every day for a year. And after 365 days, you'll have a savings account balance of just about $10,000. Savings challenges like this can help make achieving a major savings goal more manageable by breaking down a large amount into smaller chunks. And some savers may choose to adjust this strategy. For example, setting aside $192.31 each week or $833.33 each month, depending on their cash flow, their pay cycle, and so forth. You know, the way I look at it, if you can't do that, why not take $50 a week and put it away in a savings account? And that's your emergency money. So that way, you've got $200 a month put away in that account. If you can put more, that's fine. If you say, well, I'm working three jobs, I don't have that money, you're going to have to learn to live with less to build that savings up. Live beneath your means. If you have to cut out Netflix, cut it out for a while. If you have to cut out going out to eat three nights a week, then stop going out to eat three times a week. But live beneath your means. If that means that you can't afford the Cadillac, then settle up with a Ford. That's how it works. You have to live beneath your means and save. And that's a big, important thing, okay? So you want to maximize your savings. So right now, the national average interest rate for a savings account is just about 0.39%, according to the FDIC, and that rate you'd earn about $21 in interest after completing the year-long challenge. However, let's just say you choose a savings account that earns 4% APY instead. Well, at the end of the year, you'd add about another $220 to your original balance. Now, some of us have certificates of deposits. And with that, you could get 4%, 4.5%. And it's good for maybe 13 months. And that's about the most you're going to get. And you can't touch it because if you pull it out, you get a penalty for taking your money out because the bank's already reinvested your money. Now, what happens if we have a problem with the banks and you can't get your money? And you take your debit card and you go to the bank and it doesn't work. Gee, and your credit card doesn't work either. What happens? What are you going to do? How are you going to pay your bills? Have you been saving up real dollars? Every week, you take a little bit out in 20s, 10s, and fives, and you store them maybe in an envelope in a very secure place. Maybe you have a safe in the house. Don't put it under the mattress. That's the first place thing. Look, okay? But you have a secure place to put it, and you build it up over time. You should be able to have at least 5 or 6 months of money to pay your bills until things get straightened out. So how much does it cost you to live? What do you have to have for gasoline, for transportation? What do you have to have for food, for the family? What do you have to have for heat, light, you know, your utility bills? What do you need to have? Total all that up. And if it says, gee, you pay out $1,000 a month, well, then you better have $6,000 to be able to pay that off. It's a good thing. Some people, you know, they always ask about precious metals. And I always tell everybody, hey, go ahead and prepare first. Pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy long-term food. You know the drill, purify and store water. Make sure you have a good medical kit. Make sure you know, you've got batteries and everything else. Make sure you do that. And then if you want to buy precious metals, you can go ahead and take a look at precious metals. Let's see if I can go to this one. APMEX, it's a quick one, and they usually display a lot of numbers. Here we go. Gold right now, it's cheaper, $4,480.50 an ounce. It went down $32.20 today. Silver is at $68.53. It went down 17 cents today. Platinum, $1,921.70. It went down $21.20 today. Wow. That's an ounce. And with gold, if you got a tenth of an ounce, you're probably paying about $500 for a 10th ounce coin. And you can barter with that. Silver, I think they go only down to an ounce. And at that cheap price, that's fine. Years ago, I think I bought some silver for $15.62 an ounce for a coin. Yeah, $15.62. At one point this month, silver was up to $90 or $92 an ounce. And see, the price dropped. So, you know, money, like precious coins, it's a hedge on calamity. Hopefully the value goes way up after you buy it. If you buy it and it goes down, you got a problem. Wow, so much to talk about. You know, the weather is starting right now, and it's building up. I don't know where it is, where you're at, but I've been listening to the wind going at a pretty good rate. So with that, all I'm going to do is say, hey, be safe, be prepared, save your money. We'll see you on Wednesday with My World. And I don't know what we're going to talk about, but it's going to be interesting. So you want to check us out, 8 o'clock p.m. right here on the Trim Radio Network. And then the following Sunday, guess what? We're going to have Money and Change. And we're going to do that next Sunday at 7 p.m. Okay? Go to our site on Facebook, Money and Change /Financially Prepped. Okay? This show will be posted as soon as it gets up to YouTube, and I will go ahead and do that. So you guys have a good week. Save your money. Live beneath your means, okay? See you.